COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Five, four. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, that Angel.
Welcome to another podcast. Happy birthday, Angel. Show her some love in the comments. She turned a big 4-1 over the weekend.
4-1. God dang.
We did a lot together this weekend.
Oh, my God.
As a family unit.
Man.
The unruly's. We were together.
We were together.
Being unruly.
We were down at the place we were.
Yeah. Very nice.
Celebrating Melissa's birthday.
Yes.
On Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great time. Twerking commenced.
Kevin broke his pants.
I broke my pants.
Pulled down his entire pants with children in the room.
Solidarity with Chandler Moore. Put the picture up, Josh. Yes, I got twerked on.
I couldn't believe when you put that. I was like, what does this have to do? Who's Chandler Moore? Then I saw the picture of his wife bending over twerking. I said, people really mad about this.
Because he sang worship music. What the man? What y'all think children's
Those
church come from?
Worship singers are the biggest hoes, first of all.
Oh.
And when I say hoes, I mean hoe in the whole way. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that he is married, it's only going to
What's the point?
Right.
You can't have it both ways. You can't tell me the way to marriage. And then at my wedding reception, when I did my stuff.
Right.
No, you well, here, worship leader, think of the children. You think of the children.
Right.
I'm thinking about that coochie.
El
Coochella. I'm thinking about Coachella.
Coachella.
That is not my responsibility. I worship the Lord. I worship, you know what I'm saying?
We are not here making Coachella.
Coachella.
He was in there.
It's a whole weekend of sex-induced euphoria.
Just right there.
This is what your worship leader is doing.
Yeah, he really did do that in that picture.
You think Fred Hammond and them wasn't taking work down? Well, they're not work, but their wives?
I mean,
listen to this album. Get these Psalms 32 pumps.
Well, listen, this is why the music department always has to get prayed for when the preacher comes in. When the visiting preacher, we're going to pray for the
instrument. Sit in that corner.
The whole day praying over the minute.
The coach smell is emanating from the organ, from the drums. The visiting pastor's like, is there a strip club over there?
Listen,
if you
grew up in church, you know what Angel.
I am telling the truth.
Saying is the absolute truth. You was on that organ, you was on them drums, you was on that bass. You're elevated usually.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you're sitting
high
above.
High and lifted.
Mm-hmm. High and lifted. Mm-hmm. The musicians were taking down work.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I grew up in church. We went to them conventions. What you think we got to go to midnight service for? Sin happening in the hotel.
Yes.
That the church convention is at.
Listen.
Stellar Awards, Sex Awards.
It was like the gospel of Freaknik.
Yes.
You knew what was about to pop off.
Absolutely. Convocation, contraception. Sex is happening. Why do you think they just rent a hotel? Y'all just keep it all up in one place.
We at least don't want you to be late to rehearsal.
Just keep the Coachella on one floor.
Man, let's not stand on ceremony, Mr. Wayne. Man.
Yeah, yes.
The children's church is full.
And who made these children?
I done told y'all many times I done been in more baby showers than weddings. More.
That's true.
My cousin back in El Paso was on the drums. Mm-hmm. Pastor went, you know, to preach. You know, all the musicians leave, usually. Then the organist comes back first when he starts hooping. Mm-hmm. He would go back to our Sunday school room. We had, two small houses on the church's property that we use for Sunday school. During service, have sex while the pastor was preaching. Yeah. Come back and play the drums for altar call.
I can completely believe it. This is why I avoided church boys, because I was like, I want to try to remain holy.
Church boys invented F-boy.
Yeah, that is the truth.
Melissa said that on the Love Hour a couple of weeks ago. The original F-boys
is the church
boys. Because we mixed, God told me he did.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
With my hands lifted up.
In my mouth filled with praise.
My mouth filled with peace.
Yeah.
With a heart of... Why you think all the teens is always crying?
Right, because they're like, God did it again.
Man, I used to host them lockouts. I could never go to sleep.
Oh, no.
You get a lock-in and you go to sleep?
A lockout. Lock-ins?
You can't go to sleep. What? You gotta... I see you.
I smell sex.
Like that. Who is it? That's hunching.
That's hunching. You clothes burning at least.
Oh,
you
man.
You rubbing them clothes.
That hunch, polyester?
Hunch. Getting into it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't understand what people expect, you know?
Like, listen, think about it. I don't know if y'all watch Married at First Sight. Chris Williams was a church boy.
Yeah.
Every time Paige, he would do something wrong with her, he said, you know what I'm saying? I need you to pray for me.
Yes. Oh. You want me to pray? Oh. I've been practicing praying for my husband all my life.
Yeah, and next thing you know, he's speaking in tongues on that labia.
Oh, man.
Speaking to that labia. Speaking.
And she's testing the mic.
Yeah, singing to the mic.
She's doing all the things. But listen, what do we know? We just grew up in the church.
Listen, let me tell you what. Jonathan McReynolds is my boy. Love him. I'm not speaking about him negatively. He is a true friend of mine. We beef a lot. If that man wanted to take down 38 church girls in every city from sea to shining sea, he could.
No problem.
Single, tall, good shape, plays basketball.
Plays the guitar.
Plays the guitar and the keys and the organ. Got a Grammy? Get the yammies.
Oh, my God.
Jonathan, look, could take down work in every zip code.
Why is work being used so consistently today, man?
It just worked for you.
Man, I pray for him. You out here single? I know his DMs are.
Oh, man. They got to be.
It ain't nothing but laughs, scarves, communion cracker, and invitations to a different type of worship.
He posts something about what the Lord and told him. I'm like, well.
Here you go.
There's another church girl now just fallen. She's fallen. She's like, oh, God.
Praise and worship leader, that's my type.
That's my type.
Jesse Wu said that we want to know what get me moist between my legs and my butt. Watching a man worship and cry out for God.
I'm telling you, that's why I told Marcus to stop praying out loud in church. You shut it up. You shut it up.
6'5" and praying?
And you put your hands down, too. But
yeah, that's what I said. Put
and
your hands
down. Big and strong with the worship?
He's already, like, seated on top of everybody by standing there.
Oh, you want to get emotional for the Lord? Nigga, wipe your eyes. Wipe your eyes. Watch a game on your cell phone. Watch a game.
That's why I'm praying for my boy, Alec Walls. Paco, he young.
I don't know who
singing
this
is. Alec Walls, the youngest Walls.
Yes, the tall one. The
he got
baby.
Tattoos and worship.
It's ridiculous.
Y'all better keep him lifted.
Keep him lifted.
He tuned them things up. Mm-hmm. If you know what I'm saying, Paco, I love you. We got to keep him lifted.
Yeah.
Keep him lifted.
Yeah.
Because y'all church girls, listen, y'all be trying to be saved until you do the right thing. Why you want to give your body up?
What? What you talking about?
The church girls, they see worship, they're like...
Because we're horny. What are you talking about? Why do we want to give our body up? We are looking for the excuse. And luckily, y'all give it to us. Oh, you love great. You love Jesus great. Yeah. Let me see. Pull it out. Let's see.
Enter in.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, enter in.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of praying. Okay. And that has not
we're
stopped.
We're horny.
Like, what do you mean? Why do we give it up?
We know that dog on Song of Solomon. That's the original 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
If we understood Greek is all that dust down, that was, and listen, that garden he was talking about ain't got no bell peppers in it. Solomon was not talking about, he was not no green thumb. That man had two in the pink, one in the stink.
One in the stink.
He was out here trying out new stuff.
I mean, wow.
He had 150 concubines.
150.
That man, David, David was wild.
He was like,
he said, ooh, girl. Come on. You thick. I'm married. Send your husband to war. Front line. Put him first. No sword.
No sword. Just no send him sword. Out there.
Get that. Uriah, you're buyer.
Get out of here.
Bye. I'm finna take your wife down. And he was a man after God's own heart. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite Bible stories is Nathan talking about David as a story. Mm-hmm. And David being like, that is wow. Who would do that? He was like, nigga, you. This is about you.
You did that.
This is you personally.
Me?
Nigga, this story's about you. You didn't even recognize it. Uh-huh. Oh, no. That's me, David. Dang, yeah. Okay. You're right. That's that is my bad. Dang, that's my bad.
He'd be like,
when you hear this story for him, it sounds worse than when you're doing it.
Right. Personally. You sure I did that? Okay, I guess I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Change the title of this episode, Josh. The worship leaders are hosts.
That's what they are.
E-A-U-X.
Yeah, spell it like they do down in Louisiana. That's a more clickable title than what we have. Oh, yeah,
they do be. And you can tell they come to church with the hoeing on their mind. Yes, they want to play for the Lord. But they be coming in there looking good, smelling good, wearing their scent bird and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
They be on that scent bird.
They be like, let me put on these luxury brands for these hoes. You know what I'm saying? And they do. And we be like, you smell good. What's your name? Now, y'all love me so Simber because I do like to smell good as well, and I love luxury scents. Now, I'm not bougie in a lot of ways, but when it comes to the fragrances, Angel likes the Gucci. She likes the Tom Ford. She likes the Versace, the Prada, okay? And Simber is like, girl, you can do all that and not, you know, spend all your goddamn own money. Let me tell you. So I have three scent birds that I have at the house now, and they're all scents that I had never tried before. But based off of the quiz I took, they were able to pair me with scents that I would like, because I like sweet. Sometimes I like a little floral, and I love clean. I don't like citrus, though. So they sent me scents that I absolutely adore. And not only that, I'm able to travel with them because obviously we're traveling a lot with the tour. Me and Marcus are about to go on our anniversary trip. So trying to take a full bottle of a Tom Ford 300, and them Tom Ford is over $300 every bottle. Trying to travel with that and being afraid that it's going to break on the airline, I don't have time for that. So having the little bottle that they sent me that's a 30-day use, and it was only like $16 for the month, come on. This is like the best thing ever. Okay, so Scentbird is a fragrance subscription service that gives you the opportunity to shop from over 600 brands. It's a flexible subscription, so you can skip any month without penalties. Scentbird lets you choose a new design of fragrance to try each month for just $16. Every month you get to pick what you want to receive, so there's no surprises. They have perfumes, colognes, and a lot of unisex options. Choose the perfume you want to try, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. And with an exclusive offer for just our listeners, you'll get 30% off your first month today. That's only $11 for your first fragrance.
Oh, wow.
Go to scentbird.com and use our code SK for 30% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $11. Sign on. Smell amazing.
Amen. All right. To the topic at hand.
All right.
The Turkey Leg Hut, which is high on my list of restaurants to try in Houston, got into a little bit of hot water over the weekend because they introduced a dress code. I'm going to read it to you. Josh, put it here. Number one, all body parts must be completely covered. Mm. All cleavage, breasts, thighs, and buttocks must be completely covered. The only thing naked here is turkey legs and chicken wings. Number two, no swimwear of any kind is allowed. This is the heart of the Third Ward, not the beach. Number three, no exposed undergarments. No exposed undergarments allowed. This includes sports bras, bras, panties, anything resembling these items. This also includes white tanks for men. Number four, no house attire allowed. No wave caps, no bonnets, do-rags, bandanas, house shoes, or shower caps allowed. We want you to feel at home, but this is not your home. Number five, no excessively revealing clothing. This includes all distressed or ripped clothing. Shorts and shirts must cover your entire top and bottom. Number six, no obscene language or baggy clothing. No attire with obscene language, offensive graphics, no excessively baggy or sagging pants. Pants must be worn at the natural waistline. The turkey leg hut. They have since turned their comments off.
Of course.
On a lot of their things, not all of them. Mm-hmm. They turned some of them back on. But the first post after this drop, they turned them off. They're still off on some posts, but not now. Angel, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think some of it was sounds like my computer is getting ready to take off and lift off as a plane. I was like, what is happening? I think some of their rules are just a tad excessive. It's called Turkey Lick Hut.
The finest turkey legs.
It is. I know, but I can understand why maybe somebody might have on ripped jeans. You know what I'm saying? Because that is actually like a thing.
Fashion style.
Yes. I can understand how you might see someone's bra strap here or there. So some things seem excessive, but I do know most restaurants have some sort of dress code. Even McDonald's be like, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Yes.
But this, the specificity of some of the things, it's just like, okay, well, maybe, you know, like there are certain restaurants that don't have to worry about that type of attire.
Yeah.
Because of what they're called and what the appearance of the place is. But when you see Turkey Hut and you see two people drawn as cartoons on the sign beside it, you might not be thinking, well, let me put on my finest leisure wear, mm-hmm. my lounge wear. It just doesn't ring to me like, okay, this dress code is really particular for this place, so let me pull myself. Yeah. But I understand for your establishment having some boundaries and standards. It just seems just a little excessive.
Well, I see some. I'm looking at the Instagram. I see some of our Patreon is from Houston. Somebody was saying, I can see if it was a man or woman, that the issue is they have a club lounge type of vibe. Again, I haven't been there. Mm-hmm. They have a club lounge type of vibe, mm-hmm. and now they want to be suddenly upscale. This is my thought. Josh, I'm going to send you this picture, this link, okay? And I want you to put this up in here, okay? Not now, but in the actual episode.
I was like, that sounded like now.
I will wear a three-piece suit, hard bottoms.
I'll take a photo of it.
A monocle, a top hat. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I will wear an overcoat. I will arrive by horse and carriage.
Yes.
If that's what it takes to get the turkey leg cut.
Is that, you understand me? Is that how you feel?
I have planned on being in, you know, some above the knee shorts because I'm thotting all summer.
Thotting all summer.
ATK, baby. We're having above the knee summer. But if the turkey leg hut requires me to wear suspenders and a zoot suit and a fur coat.
Pinstriped.
While Houston is regrettably humid.
1,000 degrees.
Plus humid. 1,000 and humid. This is what I would do. Because the turkey leg, Angel, let me show it to you. I don't know if you've seen it. When they pick it up, the bone come up.
The bone come off.
And the meat stay down.
Okay.
Okay, now watch it. This is in slow-mo. You see now? He done picked it up.
I see.
And the meat still in on the pan.
Mm-hmm.
I will do whatever it takes.
Oh, wow.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Black and white salt and pepper hard bottoms.
Oh, wow.
Lapel. Tie bar.
I believe you.
Look how clean that bone is.
Josh, when we go to Houston, this is a bit I'm going to stick beside them.
You're going to stick beside
Turkey Leg Hut. I know y'all in a lot. Listen, single me out, Josh. Turkey Leg Hut. I know the people done talk crazy about you. As my good friend Angel said, they done talk cash crazy about
cash
y'all.
Cash crazy?
They done posted memes about y'all. Let me let you know, from man to business, I'm going to stick beside y'all. I'm going to wear my three-piece suit button. I'm going to get me a special one in y'all brand colors.
You're really going to do
I'm
this.
I'm coming in with a tuxedo. Order me a top hat. Biggest thing
monogram.
Around.
You're going to have the monogram.
I'm
going to
have the monogram shirt, the name inside. If that's what y'all require. Now, what y'all got to do, y'all got to do your part. When y'all bring my turkey, I don't care if I got a suit on eating with my hands. I know that's unusual to be dressed to the nine to eat turkey legs. I'm eating with my hands. I don't care. I respect the rules. But y'all better deliver on this turkey. That better be the best turkey. Because I'm a turkey leg connoisseur. Right now, Disneyland got the best turkey leg
they
going.
They really do.
They do.
The price of admission to Disneyland is worth. And then the turkey leg down there, $18.50.
It surely is.
And all my kids wanted their own.
Yeah. Well, that's what you have in your family. They know you have the 1850.
They
that's
true. Do.
My kids know. I'm going to give you a little piece, and then you stop talking to me.
Listen, me and nobody even finished it all but me. Turkey leg is a lot of meat for one person.
It's huge.
It is some thick turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to stick beside y'all. By the way, my kids don't ever flex much, but we was down in a pretty expensive hotel for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins flew in. And we had went to dinner because we, you know, just get to see our people like that. And my son Zay gonna text me, they're asking for room service. It had to be done. All them kids I'm talking about, they was
He said it had to be
cheeseburger, salmon, ice cream.
Salmon.
So,
and
low key, my kids, bless God, I am so grateful they are pretty well behaved.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't become like as bougie as I am, but it's slowly happening.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
I knew it when Zay ordered a surf and turf at a breakfast buffet and they didn't have surf and turf.
He was like, but I know you can make it.
I know you can make it. I saw some shrimp over in the cold bar. If you could just put that in the pan,
saute a little bit. I see a little bit of garlic and butter. You could just throw that in on top.
Let me tell you what we've been doing lately. Me and Melissa get, you know, our room, usually a suite of something like that. When we're on vacation, when we're in hotels working, Josh and Andrew can tell you, nice hotel, but ain't the best hotel in the city.
Mm-hmm. Unless, nice ones, though.
There's some pretty nice ones. So Joe has never complained. Isaiah, he is me, younger version of me.
Oh.
They got a robe on in that. They got a robe in there. He comes
He's
out
putting it on.
That's why he likes the Ritz is his favorite line of hotels. So when we get to the hotel for Melissa's birthday this weekend, we get to our room because the bellman had brought the luggage up and then the boys take theirs to their room. And Joe's like, wow, this is nice. What's our room? 15 feet.
Oh, wow.
I said, oh.
Yeah, he's feeling upset? Some type of way.
You ain't got no money, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, walk yourself down to that two doubles and look outside the window.
The courtyard.
Into the courtyard Marriott.
No, Joe, on the last day, you all weren't down yet. And so when we got down there, they were down there waiting. I was like, where are your parents? They were like, we don't know. I said, they're not at the other restaurant? And they were like, no. I said, well, do y'all want to eat there or here? Joe was like, I want to eat here in this restaurant. I said, I haven't eaten here either. Let's do it. He was ready. And then Melissa came down there. She was like, we would have to wait, Joe. I was like, I tried, Joe. I tried. I wanted the bougie breakfast, too. I wanted to see what they were doing in the kitchen.
I had enough burritos.
Yeah.
But listen, I back to the turkey leg hut. This is on my list of restaurants to try.
Mm.
Pat and them went down there.
I want to try it.
During the pandemic. I want to go there in Houston. Like, turkey leg hut.
Wait a minute,
it's black owned?
Yeah. You black not owned. See the black people on the poster? I mean, on the thing? The black, sign?
Single me out, Josh.
Again.
Turkey Leg Hut owners. Kev On Stage Studios is producing a food show.
Yes.
We would love to come in our Sunday best. Angel.
Women, is it the summertime?
It's summertime.
August.
Oh, I want you to wear stockings and a slip.
I don't know if I
white
can do
tights.
It. I don't know.
White shoe. Angel going to dress in a Sunday best church hat. We want to come down to the
so
hut.
Hot.
Josh, full suit.
What?
To hear.
I didn't say it. Hold on. What?
We going to come. We going to respect the dress code. We going to go above and beyond.
All right. Well, I'll go above me, but the food better be slapping.
And y'all better deliver on the leg.
If not, they going to see my phone. They going to see a bunch of things they didn't ask for. A bunch of things they don't want to see. They going the food better be slapping or bra straps is coming out.
Angel, you had a rhyme right there. Food better be slapping or bra straps is snapping. was right there.
I wasn't trying to rhyme, but don't
worry.
But
you're a rapper.
I am. But right now I am a host.
Yeah, Turkey Leghead, I'm dead serious.
Listen.
I will go to K&G and get the finest Steve Harvey collection, Magic Johnson Essentials.
Okay, because, you know, my mama got some church hats, some big ones. Oh. She got the ones that the aliens can see.
Listen, we saw some pictures at Mama Dorothy's house.
Oh, let man. Wait till the food show.
I ain't even going to spoil you, but seeing Mama Dorothy in all her glory, and the picture she took and she was proud of, I said, the angel didn't have a chance.
She's pastor, too, right?
She was a pastor at the time.
Yes.
Angel was destined to be who she was.
Yes.
She come from a woman who is angel... In back in time.
Oh, grandma. Oh, my grandmother was a hoe. Y'all wonder why I got this dirty mouth? My grandmother, Dorothy Lee. Y'all wonder why I am such a big personality? I am a watered down version of Dorothy May.
Your mama's name is Dorothy and your grandma is Dorothy too?
And I was supposed to have been born around my mother's birthday. I would have been Dorothy as well.
Oh.
Dorothy.
Dorothy?
That chick Dorothy.
Like,
that don't have the same ring.
It doesn't. And I said, thank God I was 2 weeks late.
That chick Dorothy?
Yeah.
Patreon's not going to slap.
No.
What y'all going to do? Angel Wings? What y'all going to be if y'all the Dorothys?
Are we going to have Toto? We have a little dog would be our thing. We want to go home.
I'll call you Dottie.
Dottie.
Wait, is Dottie people's name Dottie, Dorothy? Yaddy,
yaddy, yes. Yaddy.
I didn't know that was her name.
Yeah, all Dotties are Dorothy's. But yeah, thank God. It was either going to be Angel or Hope.
Oh, Hope.
Yeah, I'm glad it was Angel.
Listen,
yeah.
We was talking about this the other day. Our parents, our grandparents' generation, they heard of May and Jean, and they was like, everybody get it. Pearl. Ruthie Jean and my grandma, May. We said, May Jean, there's another one. That was all the middle name.
There's a lot of Hestas and Estas, too.
Esther was big.
Yeah.
But as far as middle name, they took in Edna May. Lee. It was Lee.
Yeah, Dorothy Lee. Dorothy
Lee,
May.
Lee, May, and Jean. It was all them black women from when our grandparents was children. That was going to be their middle name.
Listen, that's why my imaginary daughter that my husband never gave me, her name was going to be Maylia, well, her middle name, because I was like, we just going to put the May and the Lee together. But my husband couldn't make a daughter because, I don't know, maybe he wasn't taking his vitamins. Maybe he wasn't taking his ritual. Maybe he wasn't. And that's why I couldn't have a daughter. But now he's taking his ritual. However, he has a vasectomy. So... I don't know if it'll work now, but listen, ritual is what you want to be taking if you're trying to make a baby. If you're trying to make a Lee or a May or a Hester or a Dorothy or a Barbara Jean, you want to take your ritual, okay? Because we all deserve to take vitamins that we know are what's actually in them. So ritual, you guys, listen, they are amazing. They are high quality nutrients, all right? Bioavailable forms that your body can actually use, okay? There's no sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, artificial colorants. Plus, it has a fresh taste and delayed release capsules designed to make taking vitamins easy. I don't know about y'all, but some of these vitamins, I remember when I was pregnant, and I used to have to take prenatals and them things. You might as well have had me swallow the baby. Like, they were huge. They tasted disgusting. Okay? Ritual was like, we got these good tasting vitamins. Mm-hmm. Well, fresh tasting, so that you're not over there gagging. And it's delayed release so that you're getting the most out of your vitamin. Now, let me tell you, multivitamins, they are a necessary thing because we have so many gaps in our nutrition. Our soil is depleted. So even if you are eating all the vegetables and fruits that you're supposed to, our food doesn't have the same type of nutrient makeup as it did back in the day when we used to grow food during the season it's supposed to grow. Now we just be growing food all year long,
all
right?
All year long.
So it's vitamin depleted. So you need to take a multivitamin to help fill in those gaps. And you want to take a multivitamin that has the best ingredients. You want to take a multivitamin that has a delayed release so your body can actually absorb everything. So you want to take Ritual. And it's now available for women, men, and teens And it's scientifically developed to help support different stages in life. Ritual makes healthy habits easy, and they're delivered to your door. And you can stop, snooze, or cancel your subscription at any time. It's free shipping always, so don't have to worry about that. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they will refund your first order. So this is what we want you to do. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first month by visiting ritual.com/crew.
Crew.
Again, that is ritual.com/KREW. Yes. Okay. We want you to start your ritual today. But you know what? You can't take vitamins on an empty stomach. You got to eat. That's why we're like, hello, Fresh. Where you at? They here. They here and they got a deal for you. Y'all, we done talked about HelloFresh so many times. Joshy Gons, he be using HelloFresh. He's just a bachelor looking for some vittles, and he's able to get it from HelloFresh. Let me tell you. Trying to eat home-cooked meals can be a pain in the butt when you think about having to go grocery shopping. When you think about, okay, now I've been trying to have a hot girl summer, but I didn't ate up everything. I want to eat something that's of quality, okay? And then you're like, but I also am not trying to spend all my goddamn money at the grocery store. Hello, Fresh.
Angel. And they take your money every time.
Every time.
I understand.
It's crazy.
You think one time you're like, hey, man, take these groceries.
You've been so loyal to us. You don't. Why? Mm-hmm. But HelloFresh said, listen, we ain't going to have you wasting your food because we're only going to give you enough to make the meal that you want. Okay? Yes. And we're going to give you a meal that you want because we got our chefs in here doing chef-inspired meals. Okay? So it's going to be tasting amazing. Okay? And the ingredients are super fresh. And I love it. Everything comes in a box. And you have these recipe cards, right? And it shows you what the meal is supposed to look like at the end. Yep. And it gives you step by step. Mm. Everything's already pre-measured. Okay, so you're going to be able to make the meal that's on the picture. Because, you know, sometimes you be trying to just make stuff out of recipe book. And you realize, I bought the wrong thing. This thing said garlic powder. And I got garlic salt. That ain't the same thing.
It ain't
going to
taste right.
You ain't going to worry about that because we got you all the ingredients in the box. Okay, and there's a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals of the day, plus every snack and special treat in between within the HelloFresh market. HelloFresh high-quality, fresh ingredients are sourced directly from growers, delivered from the farm to your front door in under a week, contact-free, of course. And they also use nutritionist experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. So, Green Chef is also now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wide array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. And I love being able to switch between the brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you more. Go to HelloFresh.com/14SK.
14SK.
And use the code 14SK.
14SK.
For up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. I'm going to tell you one more time because I want you to listen to this. I want you to write it down and I want you to go there, okay? Go to HelloFresh.com/14SK.
14SK.
Use the code 14SK.
14SK.
For up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Excuse me. I just choked on that. Free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
In other news.
What is it?
Rachel Nichols. I don't know if you're familiar with her, Angel. I am. Big sports fan. And she is often covering sports.
Right,
I'm
going to
try and give you this story as succinctly as possible. Essentially, what happened is Rachel Nichols is a Huajite woman.
Huajite.
Who is openly like supportive of the black people.
Uh-huh.
Right? And has been for a while. Yesterday or the day before yesterday, well, as we tape this, we're taping this on Monday, a New York Times article came out. And let's just say she was less than supportive behind closed doors. By the way, what happened was the video that she did that was leaked was her basically beginning ish of the pandemic. her Zoom camera was left on. Okay. Mm-hmm. No. She was talking to another Wahite man about a woman named Maria Taylor, who is a black woman and another reporter. And
can I read what she said?
Yeah. Can you read it? Uh-huh. Oh, please read it. And you know, I already know. Please read what she said.
Okay. I think this is, let me see. I think this is what the part, it's her in quotes. I do believe. Uh-huh. She said this July of 2020. I wish Maria Taylor all the success in the world. She covers football. She covers basketball. If you need to give her more things to do because you're feeling pressure about your crappy longtime record on diversity, which, by the way, I know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it. Just find it somewhere else. You're not going to find it from me or taking my thing away.
That was great.
Oh, thank you. I have visited the Isles of Wahite many of times. I have studied the dialect. You've got to hold that chin back some.
So, interestingly enough, Rachel Nichols has not been punished that we know of yet. Mm-hmm. But a black woman, Kayla, I don't know her last name. Kayla is her first name. She basically recorded the Zoom and passed around ESPN.
Of course.
Right.
She's like, boop. Aha.
Right.
What'd you say now?
She was disciplined. I think she was suspended without pay for a period of time.
I can believe that, yeah.
So people were up in arms. Black athletes had been refusing to work. This happened last year, by the way. Mm-hmm. But it just leaked. The whole article stuff just came out this week. And here's what black people be saying. Here's why diversity initiatives put black people at a in a bad position. Rachel Nichols never thought Maria Taylor is better at her job than I am. Mm-hmm. She could not be getting it because of her skill or her hard work. If you're giving her a job, it's because she's black. Mm-hmm. This is why affirmative action, even though historically affirmative action has benefited white women more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Person or group ever.
Really?
Yes. White women benefit more from affirmative action than anybody else. Mm-hmm. When black people get stuff, it's not because of our merit. It's because affirmative action or diversity pushes, things like that. By all accounts, Maria Taylor is no snub. She is great at her job, great on camera, great with athletes, all this stuff. But it never crossed her mind, hey, man, she's just better than me. Mm. Oh, no. Me?
You gonna take my stuff away? Find another way. Find another way.
And listen, it's so interesting. Like, I'll tell you, I really haven't dealt with this in a while. I ain't gonna hold you because my last couple jobs have been basically for a black company and then my own company. Mm-hmm. But when I was working at Boeing, oh, boy. You think they didn't give me the you're only here because a black woman was looking for black people treatment. Look, huh?
They give you treatment.
Yeah. And I was a terrible employee. So I know they were probably like, see, this dog on diversity inclusion initiative is terrible because I was over there watching YouTube videos. So I didn't really help the black race that much. But but Maria Taylor doing her job. And it's just like, man, just enough. No lie, I kid you not. And then I want to hear your thoughts. When we was down at the hotel we was at over the weekend, we was on the veranda. We was on the balcony. Restaurant was on the balcony. And we were loud and black.
Very loud.
Mind you, it was outside.
Yes, it was.
Okay, outside. And black people, our natural, in my opinion, Our speaking voice, our group is always a little more boisterous than other people. That's why magicians, David Blaine, he doing his tricks for black people.
Because he wants to get all of the surprise. What? Why you do it? Nigga, how you do it? Let me see it. Do it again. Nigga, watch his hand. Watch his hand. You know, you ain't going to get that from anybody else.
They'll I asked a professional magician, do you prefer black audience? He was like, yes. Man. We work hard on this stuff. We don't want this. We want, hold up. Hold you, the devil, ain't you?
Right.
How you did that
How
there?
You do it?
What? So Same thing in comedy. Black people, when we laugh, listen, we laugh.
We give it all up.
We give it. Black church, we are lit.
Yeah.
That's why them doggone TikTok creators was like, please show us how to do the Megan Thee Stallion dance.
What are they doing?
Yeah, I was able to do that one.
If like, you don't show us, we won't know.
Right.
But anyway, so we was loud and we was buying the food, eating, drinking, and being merry.
They didn't know what to do.
And we tipped well. Listen, the people looked at the tip. The waiters came back to, sir, hello.
We are just waiters. Why?
Because you know, when we go, I know, we ask for a lot. But when your work is done,
I asked for my burrito eight times.
You gonna be like, oh my.
I had to goddamn go about make Josh's burrito. I was like, y'all ain't gonna let my baby be over here hungry. He got so much work to do. He be recording all this and editing, and y'all ain't gonna feed him. And them people still got tipped. And they were
so wrong. There was an old white hites there, right? And we was deep. And mind you, okay, we were at the Ritz. We're at one of the Ritzes in L.A.
I was like, I don't know why you keep... Yeah, we're still gone. There.
We're at the Ritz Laguna Beach. I don't want to get into the bad habit. We're at the Ritz Laguna Beach. Laguna Niguel, whatever.
It's not cheap.
We are the only black people...
In the entire hotel.
In the whole hotel. I didn't
see one other Latinx there either.
Yeah. No black or brown people there. No black people on the beach who are not related to me or my friends.
Yes.
In the whole area... So we down there, about 10, 15 of us in the place eating, laughing. We got kids, iPads, dancing. We doing shoot. Oh, we ain't doing that.
No, we did not.
So then a couple of our friends come later. This is I had just stepped out. And apparently this old white man, probably 80 years old, he goes, oh, another one? And Mel goes, excuse me? And his wife, who's like 65, is like, I think she heard you. And he was like, so
somebody would have.
You
been
didn't
dead.
Tell me this.
Yeah, Angel I know you weren't there yet. I wasn't there either. This is before I got to this thing. Yes, and you know Mel pregged out, but she ready for. I want the smoke.
Oh,
so apparently the white woman left within 30 seconds.
You got dang right. She should have.
Check please. The blacks heard us. He's racist. And let me tell y'all what. If you've never been to L.A., Orange County is MAGA. Country.
Oh, when you all that's left,
Florida. That's our Florida.
When you all left on whatever that day was, Sunday. Me and Marcus stayed to drink another mimosa. There was a dude who came. His because it was 4th of July. He had it said guns something and Trump with a big American flag on it.
That's right. It's the 4th.
And he didn't even like. He's definitely of European descent, but he looked Armenian or something. And I wanted to be like, they don't like you either. Just FYI. You just passing by. You just passing by right now because we here.
Blanket. I don't think he supports it. He might have just been wearing it just to be like, hey, man, we good here?
Shoot, no. I was like, but yeah, no, Orange County is very conservative, very like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They have the gated communities to keep us out.
And I go, listen, wherever I go, there I am.
I'm
up in there, and the waiters be like, because I don't know if you feel like this, Angel or Ja. When I tip, I feel like I got a tip for the whole black community as a whole. Like, I feel like I got to carry the weight.
No, I don't.
Very much reflective of the service.
Oh, yeah.
How is it?
Yes.
But if it's great, I'm going to leave a great tip, though.
Absolutely. But if you are trash, you're going to know you were trash before I leave because I'm going to tell you. And then you will also see it by, I am not giving you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Which you would have hoped you would have gotten.
Really?
Unless my ego's tripped.
Absolutely. If the fact that I had to basically wait and watch them make his food to make sure he ate.
Angel, let me tell you what. Angel is all of our mothers.
Yes.
Josh was hungry. He had hungry eyes.
Parfait. Y'all were smacking. I'm glad I ordered that parfait.
I had eaten, I think, twice. Josh was just still sitting there like a little orphan. I was like, because I was worried. I was like, now listen, if y'all treating him bad because he's a Latinx, I will burn this whole place down.
He is a growing boy.
But I was like, oh, and they kept saying, oh, it's about to be out. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Stop lying to me.
They brought out four other of the City Girl burritos, whatever that one was called, before yes. they brought that Monarch out. I was hurt.
I was just like, uh-uh. So, yeah, stuff like that. No, you're not about to get no big tip for me. If I'm
I don't give him a big tip, but I always feel like I probably very rarely, if ever, give less than 20, never really give less than 20%. Never give Uber drivers or Postmates people less than 5 stars. Never give 20%. I always feel like it's somebody else's fault.
If you give me bad service, you will get a tip, and that will be change professions.
Unless my ego is and pride is tripped, then I might be like, you know what? I'm going to kill you with kindness.
Yeah.
Then that might be the only instance.
But listen, in my life now, there's a tide shifting in me. Mm-hmm. I used to let everything slide. Mm-hmm. I used to let people, you know, talk cash crazy, as my good older other cousin here tells me. Now I feel like you let people slide too much, they be slid.
Exactly. Exactly. They be slid. So there's no sliding with me.
Listen, I wish I would have heard or been in within earshot of an old white man saying another one. I would have sat at his table.
You?
We
would have a conversation about it. We finna
get real close.
Please, let's discuss another one.
We finna knock this hip out of socket.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be the last time you hobble on back over to your room.
Oh, yeah. No, we would have had a whole conversation. Please, explain to me another one. Let's talk about this.
Did you see DJ Khaled in this hotel? Are you singing a DJ Khaled song?
Because there seems to be a lot of you all.
Yeah. Nigga, we're the ones that should be another one. They're everywhere.
Plentiful out here.
They're just everywhere.
That woman said, I think she heard you, as if she wasn't standing there.
I would have made sure she had a heart attack at that table. And Melissa, I want to get your blood pressure up.
Not a heart attack.
A wholehearted. I want you to be so scared to ever whisper, because you think I'm a show up. You think I'm a pop up.
Show up on time. If there be anyone who's going through, sing, Angel. We have the answer for you.
Yes, for
trust
you.
Trust and obey.
Yes.
And never give in. Only the strong.
Only the strong shall survive and win.
Just ask the question and the answer shall come. Spread this, spread this, spread this, spread this. There is a way.
Better. Show up on time. And you know what will show up on time is if you ship station to ship out your packages. Show up. Now, listen, guys.
If there be any merch that's shipping through you, you ship station.
We have the answer.
For you.
Ship
station is the answer, y'all.
Get discounts on UPS and USPS. Yes. You guys. There is so much stuff happening here in the Kev on Stage Studios world with Fake Deep, with Mama Likes, and all of the merchandise. And what we are all using is ShipStation, because we have so many different channels in which we are selling our merch. So it is important for us to be able to streamline and make sure we get our products to you all in a timely fashion, while also we need to be having the discounts to be able to ship you all stuff, because it's costly to fulfill all of these orders, right? And ShipStation is like, we got you, boo. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Okay. And so basically what ShipStation does is it takes all of your merchandise channels, right? So if you're shipping from or have people purchasing merchandise from your website, from Etsy, from Amazon, ShipStation is like, we don't want you to have to search to figure out, oh, did somebody place an order here? Did somebody place an order here? They're like, no, just come to us and we're going to tell you. And we're going to make sure that you're able to fulfill these orders in a timely manner while also giving you some really great discounts on postage and carriers, because you're a small business, so it's hard to be able to get those type of discounts. But ShipStation is a large business and they're passing the savings on to you. That is why ShipStation is the number one choice for online sellers. You can import orders from any sales channel, ship with any carrier using ShipStation's deeply discounted rates, and automate just about any shipping task. No wonder over 100,000 online sellers choose ShipStation. station. All right. Okay. Yeah, so it definitely, let me tell y'all, postage be a lot. Okay. So that is one of my favorite things about ShipStation, is because you do need the discounts. It is it's hard. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of overhead when you are a business owner. And I know a lot of you all who listen to Here's the Thing are entrepreneurs. And so whenever you can find a discount to help reduce that overhead so that you can put more of your money into the quality of your product, you want, listen, if one of these little things, sorry, interrupt this ad, give one me more it time, give me it. I'm a whoop him. you want to be able to definitely take advantage of it. And y'all know we got something for you because you are a Here's the Thing listener. Mm-hmm. Ship more in less time for less money. Just use our offer code CREW to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, then type in K-R-E-W.
K-R-E-W.
That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code CREW. Make ship happen.
Make ship happen.
I cannot remember many times I've sang that song. I cannot remember where, because you know what? The show up on time.
Why?
Because it's so many. It comes in and goes out so many times. It's not like a regular, mm-hmm, regular right rhyme or reason. I was like, yep, we have the for you. Just let me sing a whole verse. Why we got to keep doing this, stopping and going? But yeah, it worked out. Show up on time, ShipStation.
So about anyway, Rachel's going to have a tough time. Mm. It's really not surprising to anybody black. We be knowing that. We be thinking that. And that's honestly, man, this is part of the reason why I have worked so hard to build Kev On Stage Studios. And why I want it to work so bad.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you said, and you said it offhand, and it just meant the world to me. I ain't let on. When you said, you know, I ain't going to be acting as much, so I'm gonna dye my hair and put my nose ring in. And I said, you know what? Because you black people, we have to appear the way white people want to see us to book roles. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. They are most of the time, it's their shows. They're the casting directors, producers. Mm-hmm. That's how it's decided. But with the Kev On Stage Studios app, it is and content. We can be who we are,
mm-hmm,
and I think that is, you are at your best when you are allowed to be your whole self.
Mm. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. My manager, who's a white gay male, love him to death. That is exactly how he feels. He's like, I don't want anyone to ever try to alter you. He was like, because you are special as who you are. Mm-hmm. He was like, so anytime I do a role and he feels that I'm having to like really switch and tone down, he's like, no, I want them to let you do you, because that's where you're going to be the most successful. So I do appreciate that with KOS. I get to be me in all of my, you know, stupidity and all of my glory and all of my foolishness, because it is a blessing to be able to do. And not a lot of people get that. Not even in the acting world, in the regular 9-to-5 world, a lot of people are having to turn into someone else to be able to keep their job. And sometimes that's not even enough. You like, I didn't tap dance for y'all. I didn't became this person to make you all feel more comfortable about paying me.
Mm-hmm.
And still you all don't recognize that, like, I am good. I do my job well.
Yes.
And the thing with this woman Nichols, the problem is that when people, and yes, she's a woman, so she has faced prejudice. I'm not trying to say that, but whenever things aren't as easy for them and they see someone else being given what they think is a handout, they're like, so you, because you all are terrible at diversity, you want to take from me? Now listen, there might be some merit of that, because they could take it from a white dude, you know what I'm saying? But yet and still, if you can't recognize that you have benefited more than this black woman, mm-hmm, that's a problem. If all you're thinking about is yourself and you can't realize, like, yeah, okay, yes, there are probably tons of men that they could take jobs from instead of you, white lady.
Yeah.
But if you can't see that, like, she's not in a better position or better off than you. Right. It's not it's just because she's getting a job because she's talented, or even if she's getting a job before she's black, because she's black. Because I am not against that. I will hire someone because they're black and not feel no type of way, because white people hire folk because they're white. And if we try to play like that's not happening, then we just all lying to ourselves. The time, they are hiring folk because they are white, because they feel more comfortable around them. They feel like they can understand what's going to happen sooner. They feel like they can be themselves and not have to, if they say, oh, another one, this white person won't get mad at them if they say, oh, there's another black person. Because they're like, you feel the same way. You felt that whole black people are too loud. I can be this way with you. That's why I hired you, a white person. I can't say that in front of a black person or a person of color. I have to actually have some moral sense about my mouth.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was just my little, because I didn't say anything about it before. I just was like, mm-hmm, yeah.
No, I agree. And I think, honestly, I'm going to pitch the app here. Let me just tell y'all. Single me out, Josh. The Kev On Stage Studios app. If you don't have it, get it. Patreon people, we love you. You're watching this early because you have it. Y'all are creating the space for the angels and the Quins and the sincere's, the black people in Hollywood to be themselves. I don't want y'all to ever think that y'all money is not used wisely. People's livelihood depends on it. We are shooting right now three shows, four shows. We are shooting season two of The Challenge Show. We are shooting The Food Show. We are shooting Melissa's Dating Show. And we're also semi in production on The Improv Show while we're on tour, while we're doing the podcast. And the reason we always have the energy for that is because we know who our audience is. We know that, you know, I got this idea for a commercial, like, when you're black and you go to the grocery store or Walmart or Target, there's the ethnic aisle for hair care products. Usually not even an aisle. It's like a little nook. It's a nook at the end of the aisle, right? The rest of the world is that aisle. And black people, y'all have this row. You better get your Sporting Waves, your Sally's Beauty Supply, your rat tail comb from right here. The Kev On Stage Studio is if the whole store was that section. It's going to spread the whole gamut of all of our stuff.
Yes.
It's like the difference between going to Target for your stuff or Sally's Beauty Supply. When you go to Sally's, you all that stuff is in there. And that's what we're building here. So y'all just keep on keeping on. You know, we're probably going... I ain't gonna hold you up. This, you know what I'm saying, been toying with this idea. We probably gonna have to up the price on the app just a little bit, you know, because let me tell y'all what I found out. Apple and Google,
they
take half.
They take a lot.
We get $5.99. When we get it from Apple, it's $3.10. And the way the people who built the app set it up, they were like, oh, y'all gonna get $5 per thing. We like, bet. That's from them. Nobody buy it from them. I said $3.10. How I'm supposed to pay all these people and pay for all that stuff with $3.10 a person?
$3.10.
They was like, you need more people then. So listen, y'all, believe in it now, and y'all are really the first. Like, that's, y'all are really crazy. Like, y'all believe ones, in the dream. Day ones, man. I'm talking about. Y'all believed in it before anything new was even shot.
Yeah.
Y'all was like, I got you, Kev. We don't know what you're going to do. And then, you know, when we got it, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, we competing with people who have literally billions.
Yeah.
Like, we're competing for the same dollar that Netflix has. They have Netflix's content budget isn't theirs. Oh, my God. They have debt.
They are a public traded company.
$6 billion in content alone a year.
It's going to be nice. You know, we see that number. Well, we're going to see a number that looks so similar to that. And it's going to be great.
Man. We have to make it work.
We will.
It's too important to to the culture of black people. We don't want Angel to take the nose ring out. That's my goal. Dye your hair however you want. Get a septum piercing.
Don't take the nose ring. Oh, I should go ahead and get it today. I wasn't able to get it the other day. Oh, but
get it, Angel.
I'm going to make Melissa come with me to get her piercing, too.
She was going
to
get it.
Yeah.
You take it out, I'm going to be like, I failed her. I want you to get so much work from this that when they're, and it ain't only through us, mm-hmm. when they book you, it ain't going to be no conversations about that no more.
Amen.
It's going to be like, you know what, Angel? Mm-hmm. Here's the role and here's the offer.
Here's the offer. The judge would wear a nose ring. We feel like
that. I want them, when they book you, I want them to make concessions.
Yeah, man.
You know what? I could see a black judge with red hair.
Yeah.
You know, would she twerk during a murder trial? Possibly. Possibly. Objection. Would she twerk when she said objection?
That's how she figures things out.
That's my goal. Because I told y'all and I told Angel, my goal is never to hold you. I ain't no star.
Kevin's adding dates as we speak.
That's just to help you.
It is, and I appreciate it.
But when they come calling, when Tony went on tour, I was like, man, go, baby. I don't want to follow you no more. It gets harder and harder every year. But no, seriously, I want you to get the whole deal. I want you to put two other comedians on. If they came and called her and said, hey, man, we're going to make the black version of Bridesmaid, or we're going to make League of Their Own, but the black women, and we want you to star. Hey, when can you shoot? Give me 2 hours on 2 days. Can you give me 2 hours on 1 day? We shoot the bonus with the main. I'll come down to Tennessee.
I'll be there.
Because my goal ain't to hold you. It's to elevate you and then let the world see what I done seen.
Appreciated, Kevin. I do, and that is why it is great to be an unruly cousin.
So we have a new couple of weekends we add.
Wait.
We got an LA show. I'm just joking.
No, you're not. He's not. He's laughing,
but he's not joking at all.
No, you definitely have the date in mind, but it's not locked in.
No, you're not. But let me tell you, on the same token, what did I tell you the first time you ever asked me to work with you? Because you were like, what's your rate? And I said, just being paid for my babysitter. And I did. And I said, I believe in what you're doing.
You thought you was going to work this show for free.
I was like, okay, you need me to host? All right.
I remember when I was telling Angel I wanted to give her some ownership in the app for everything she brought. She was like, okay, well, you know, you got to take my salary from this. I said, oh, no, girl, what?
I was like, So that replaces what you're paying
She's
me.
She's like, I knew this conversation was coming.
Yeah, I was just like, no. I was calculating. I was like, okay, I can still make it work. I can still pay my bills.
We serve the God of in addition.
Hey!
Come on! You paid for the regular room, but we're going to upgrade you to the suite. We want you to get what you get and don't throw a fit, but we're going to give you more in addition. And I'm going to tell y'all, when y'all start seeing me on Deadline, and Variety and Hollywood Reporter, I want y'all to remember that you put me there.
Yes, y'all did.
Y'all, listen, and this is a stage crew love letter. The best leverage that you can ever have is being able to say no. Mm. I got offered a role on a big channel, but it was not something I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to keep my wholeness and know that I don't have to go and do stuff I don't want to do, that I don't agree with, because the stage crew has supported in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a blessing. And that's why the angel be burping.
It's coming out. Let me tell you, you remember when I couldn't remember what God told me to tell to hear? And I was like, I got to piece it together. And he told me something as well. And regarding you and why I'm here.
What did he say, Angel?
He said, it's not for right now. It's for the next thing.
Say more there, Angel. No,
he was like, I don't know why he told me. He was like, the reason you are working with Kev and the reason for, you know, KOSS is not for the right now. It's for this next thing, this next phase. He didn't tell me what the next phase was, but it's funny.
Here's me.
Huh?
What?
Well, you said this is for Tara, for you.
No, it's this.
No, what's funny? Oh, I was going to say Transformation Church, Pastor Charles, because Mike Todd, he just had that baby. So, you know,
he got the light skin dude with the mustache.
Part of the message yesterday was, while you're waiting for your dream, don't be afraid to help somebody else's. And I was like, Pastor Charles, say it again, please.
It was very clear. He was like, it's this. Y'all haven't seen it yet. It's the next thing. You think you're here for this thing.
Mm-hmm. It's God was telling you that about to hear.
No.
Stop talking about
this. You said God was telling you.
You remember when God told me something about to hear? And I couldn't remember. He also told me something about this.
Oh, I can celebrate. I was happy when it was for Tahir.
No, that told Tahir his. I had to it piece it together.
To you. Listen, I know God was frustrated with you. Girl, I told you something, and you had you changed the diaper and forgot what I said.
Something's moving and shaking, man.
I was something. It was the pieces. But no, then he told me that. That was shorter, so I can remember. Tears was longer, and I was like, should have wrote it down.
We going to be on these magazine covers together. Angel going to be there with red. Josh is going to be there.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that credit.
And when I tell y'all, I feel it. It is something gonna sell, something gonna work. I know it to be true. And if it until it do, I'm gonna do stand up comedy two weekends a month.
How much?
You're a liar. Don't sit here after the Lord has talked all this.
I'm gonna put my life on the line. I done risked it all once for this first tour. I ain't even got to risk it all no more. Melissa's like, let me tell you what you're not finna do. She said, look, I see your ambition.
Yes.
This is what she told me, and I love her for it. Let me put a little something to the side. Give me a little bit, put it to the side. This don't exist no more, so you can go out and be you. Because she said, I know you. You ain't never going to stop. So just for my peace of mind, let me take this out. And I know what an accountant's in, but I don't really know how to get into it. All like, stuff.
Where is it at? How do I find it?
Here. Just let me get a little bit of something. Now you with the rest of it, because she said to me last night, she said, the thing about you that I love, if it ain't working, you going to put it on your back and you go. You going to will it to work.
Come on.
And I'm telling you, man, when it works. I'm going to be so happy, but it's going to mean so much to me that people believed before anybody. Mm-hmm. Because that belief, the stage crew have, the page. Man, let me tell you what. And now we over a little bit. My flight just got delayed.
Did it really?
It did. The stage crew Patreon people, y'all were the first. And that's why I'll be forever indebted. Y'all created the initial round of financing
created the opportunity.
They created the opportunity to bet on myself. Mm-hmm. They continue to create. When I need to do business things, I can say, okay, when Patreon does this much, if I need to do something, I can shift and move because I know Patreon, it don't really be going down. Mm-hmm. People often cancel to increase. Mm-hmm. You know, some people cancel, they cancel. And I appreciate your support. Ain't nothing wrong with
that. You got to do what you love you.
I know what it's like. But they give. Last time for my birthday, I said, man, we got to put a new lighting setup in. They gave and gave. And I think they give because they know that I'm going to give it too. Mm-hmm. If I was hoarding on to that, people wouldn't, you know, do that. But to not have to solely rely on them, because if I could book a deal or two and I could like really pay for it on my own, but man, they're giving.
Kev, how must it feel to have so many people believe in the vision that the Lord put in you?
I ain't gonna hold you, Angel. I don't take it lightly. There's two things that weigh heavy on me, but it also is centering. Mm-hmm. It's the people's belief, right? Patreon's belief. And it's the people, literally, there are people who's, not Angel, we know you book. But there's people whose sole income is derived off of me. Angel told me all the time, mess up if you want. Because it ain't all of my stuff, but you, listen, you're part of the equation.
Nigga, I was about to say, nigga, please know that it is still 1 + 1 = 2, and you got one of the ones. Okay? I don't want to go back down to one. I like being at a two.
That's really, even when I dealt with like stuff that I wasn't used to, right? I'm going to tell you, it was very hard over the last year. Part of my life I was not prepared for. When I think about my career, you don't imagine the negative parts. Uh-huh, you imagine the content you make, the stuff, your name on Sunset Boulevard. You don't imagine gossip YouTube pages. Right.
No, absolutely not.
I was not prepared for my personal life to be content for someone else. Mm-hmm. I was not used to being that important. Mm-hmm. I always think back to a Periscope. I used to be able to call a family meeting and say pretty much anything mm-hmm. and tell them it's going to be deleted, and it wouldn't go past there.
Mm-hmm. Shouts to the 95.
Shouts to the 95. Big X 95. It wouldn't go down to the alley. So I was still keeping that mindset for where I was. Mm-hmm. Then I realized, some tectonic plates had shifted.
Oh, I have 100%.
So I feel, God always prepares you prior to the thing. So now I'm not going to be surprised by that.
Good.
Right? Because it was surprising the first couple of times. Mm-hmm.
I know.
But now I'm like, okay. When I was in Hawaii, this is a little related, making a video, then I sit down and enjoy Hawaii, and somebody walked up. Hello, Kevin. Thank you for posting that video. I came down to you. Now I see you.
Now I see you with my eyeballs.
Well, I won't be doing that anymore. Yeah. And Melissa, before that, had told me most influencers post now, post later.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was like, man, I'm in Hawaii. Obviously, you're having a show there. Right. So it's sold out. obviously, somebody who knows you lives here.
Right, absolutely.
Wasn't clicking. I'm like, anybody coming from Des Moines, Iowa down here. But I needed to learn that lesson.
Yeah.
Security, man, you don't need that. Somebody walked in the dressing room in Salt Lake City? Well, that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Somebody walked up on me into here in the middle of the night in St. Louis? Huh. Okay, now I don't even fear for my life, but they ain't going to catch me slipping. Mm-hmm. The club don't care. DC Young Fly, people ran up on the stage. Gary Owen, people ran up on the stage. Okay, well, shoot. Who out there looking out for me, man?
DC got that thing, too, man.
Hey, DC got them hands. I am not as equipped.
Kevin had to slap him with
listen,
it first.
I'm going to hit you with this. If my security don't catch you, I'm going to hit you with the mic stand.
You just got to put your whole body into it, Kevin.
I'm going to put 250 on you and for my children. No, there's a movie called Four Brothers. Andre Benjamin is in it. He didn't want to be a part of the crime family.
Yes.
He had to kill somebody. He stabbed him. He said, and I got kids. I will kill you because I got to get home to my babies. I got to play Spelunky with Joe.
Yeah.
He's going to take me away from my son. I don't even roll like that.
Yeah.
But I'm coming home and I'm flying first class again. I'm gonna hit you with the bottom of the mic stand. I'm still gonna make my flight.
But Delta, enough with the bistro box.
Enough with the bistro box.
Have they got rid of them yet?
No. It's still throwing Lunchables at you with the beef jerky.
Now that was such a disappointment. That's why the people flew with that seafood.
I meant to talk about that.
That's I'm gonna
save
do
it for
that.
Another day. Mm. But anyway, I gotta go. We gotta go. God bless you, Patreon. Love you. God bless you, everybody. Even the people who are not Patreon.
Yeah,
I
God
love
bless you.
Just, you know, it's like the further kids you have. After the first moment, it's just never the same.
It's not the same.
You've had four.
Uh-huh.
The way you feel with little Marcus, I mean, the twins, it's like, oh. But that first one, I took 700 pictures of Isaiah. When Joe was here, I was like, big, big.
Got it.
Been here. I don't know. People have 12 kids. Do you even remember the 11th name?
Oh, no.
Roderick, Roger, Reggie. You know your name.
Get in the car.
Patreon, I just love y'all more. And I can say that. I appreciate all the support, but Patreon, I love y'all more because y'all, listen, I know the app, Patreon is top tier love. Mm-hmm. The app havers top tier love is usually Patreon times two.
Mm-hmm.
And some people who were on Patreon, then we got the app. But y'all are the most important people
mm-hmm.
because y'all believe before anybody believed. One day it's going to be popular to be like, man, I'm with this. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's just us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Patreon, we love you.
No bonus this week.
No bonus this week. No I will bonus. Be on a real vacation. No work.
Wow.
We'll be back next week. I'm not even doing, I thought about it.
No.
And I just.
Absolutely not.
I'm taking a full on vacation. Toes out. Thighs out.
Yeah,
above the knee shorts. Lotioned. All right. We'll see y'all. God bless you.
Are you lying?
Bye.
Just be hurt me a little bit that Quentin Tarantino be writing nigga that much in Final Draft.
He be saying it a lot too.
Oh, he absolutely says it.
No, he does.
He for sure. He for sure says it. I'm certain he says it. You can't write it that much and not say it.
Mm-hmm.
He's out here like Hunter Biden. Nigga, 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 nigga,
nigga, nigga.
I wonder. I think my favorite director is Christopher Nolan.
Mm.
I love him.
Name something he's directed that
he's
I know.
He's directed Inception, Mento, Dark Knight.
Her favorite movie.
Dark Knight trilogy.
Of lighting.
That's the only issue with me and Angel's friendship.
No, she it'll always like, be a thorn.
Dark Knight.
And you don't like Iron Man 2 or 3.
Most trilogy. People don't like those.
The trilogy is amazing. It's amazing.
You don't. You do like one more though.
Like one more one.
Iron Man 1 more than 2 or 3.
I've got to go back and watch.
Iron Man 1 was one of the few origin films that was a great movie.
That is actually what put, that's what catapulted the whole MCU.
Oh, movie. I agree.
That was the first linchpin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree that it catapulted the Marvel Universe.
Absolutely. And they need to give more respect to Blade.
I mean,
it wasn't part of the MCU, but that's one of the best Marvel movies. Bring they didn't talk about it like it ain't a Marvel movie.
Bring Blade back.
Because it was, I mean, it was. It didn't catapult.
Like, no, they didn't know what they did. They'd already sold X-Men and Spider-Man off. They didn't have the vision to kick off the MCU.
There we go. They brought in Vision.
Right?
The craziest thing that Marvel pulled off is starting the MCU after they had sold their best franchises. Because niggas was not rocking with Iron Man like that.
Or Spider-Man. Yeah.
No, Spider-Man, they were.
They were.
Come on, Josh.
I'm not trying to give Toby the benefit of the doubt.
Those movies I'm not talking about.
I mean, that's what
they made crazy bread, though. They sold that to Sony. They sold X-Men to Fox. And then they were like, okay, who we got? Iron Man, Captain America, Thor. Because when we was kids, it was that X-Men cartoon was, that was the cartoon. Angel, you was already wearing a white diamond. You ain't had time to sit up and watch cartoons.
I was watching Thundercats. I was watching He-Man. I was watching
that was before those. X-Men was more. See, I was in middle school, so you probably were beginning college or graduate school.
Okay.
Yes, I played with toys.
You were gonna be mad at me.
I played with toys. But yes,
I was grown by middle school. What are you talking about? I was paying taxes
when I was 12. Literally, I kid you not, I would come home by myself. Because I was first home. Remember, we had keys.
Yes.
Come on by myself, look around at 2:30 and be like.
No. I had rehearsals. What are you talking about?
Playing. What were you rehearsing for in middle school?
Plays and concerts and what have you.
Was down at the library.
Down at the Jujoint. The Jujoint, singing, smoking, drinking.
Really like Iron Man 2 and 3? 2 is with Mickey Rourke, right?
Yeah.
And 3 is not Val Kilmer, Guy Ritchie.
Don't have me lying to you about names, but yes.
The one it was about the guy who was on fire.
Yeah. And Gwyneth got to fight.
And that's when he made 100 Iron Man suits?
Yeah. And they
remote
were
control.
Just and one tripped. That one was funny.
They were so bad. They weren't so bad.
I could see them.
I'll give you that.
Dark. I was like, with Dark Knight.
It's called the Dark
Knight.
It ain't called the Light Knight.
It should have been called Cataracts because I was like, I can't see.
Should have been called Tunnel Vision.
Right. I was like, is this Bird Box? Are we pulling? Is that what it is? We're just supposed to hear.
Where's Sandra?
We're just supposed it was dark. To hear.
He never fought crime at 3. If you wanted to beat Batman, rob them at 3 o'clock. Listen, that man is nowhere to be found.
I would be like, Gotham White criminals City, are killing him. Where is your LADWP? Your utilities, y'all shouldn't be paying nothing because the lights are off. The mayor has not paid for the lights.
They should have given them a stipend for conserving energy.
Yes. Oh, my God. If they had, they couldn't have solar panels because the sun don't shine. In Gotham City.
It don't.
It's always got overcast. Is it in Seattle? Because I know they got overcast all the time.
They do.
Gotham City. Then.
And.
Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for you. Fire, here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.